Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Pickle. Machine Head, I would say one of the top five intros we've used in the history of the show.
Great one.
Never gets old.
I also like, have we played the Local H one in a while? Does he still play that or no?
Bound
I don't
for
think
the floor.
We play that as often. That was top five in the early years. I don't feel like it's gotten its run. Machine Head has never gone away.
Right.
It's a great intro.
Right.
All right, let's hit the skins, EB. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes great.
All right, we've got a couple audio clips I want to play for you first. And then I want to go through some of Albert Breer's observations and then some other observations from camp over the last few days. But first, let's get Coach Quinn here talking about their latest acquisition, Martavis Bryant. Everyone kind of intrigued by this.
I don't think there's a U in there. I think it's just Martavis.
Okay, yeah. Martavis Bryant. there's a lot of questions. What does this mean? Is this a real thing? Is this just a camp body? Does this mean they hate the receivers? Why are you signing a guy that hadn't been in the league in 6 years?
Will he play in the Miami game?
Dude, they were saying, just for the record, he was getting some first-team reps yesterday in practice.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him interviewed on the field after practice. He seemed like he was real happy. He seemed like a good
dude.
He's
very driven.
Yeah.
He says he never gives up on himself. But let's hear what Coach Quinn says about the idea behind signing Martavis Bryant.
And adding another receiver just into the mix, we thought was the right thing to go just right here in camp. And Martavis has a really cool skill set. He's got size and length and the ability to use him in the red zone. So when you see him today, he'll stand out. He looks like a linebacker playing wide out from a size standpoint. So I got a chance to work with him previously when I was in Dallas, and So I'm looking forward to having him here today.
Is the obviously when you look at your main the top receivers on your team, not the smallest guys, but not necessarily bigger guys. Is that size? Is that something that you thought is needed more in this room, possibly?
Yeah, and I think when you do, how do you feature somebody with that kind of size? What are the routes that they do on these contested catches? So yes, it was definitely part of the consideration.
So I thought it was interesting. There were more questions. I watched his press conference, actually. And everyone was kind of like, you know, what does this mean about the room? Does this mean you're not happy with the receivers? And he wouldn't say that at all. But
he can't say that. He's not going to take a shot at his players.
Yeah. Right. Well, he could have said, hey, I'm just looking for more production. But he said, it's not any signal to anybody. It's just this is how we get down. That's actually the phrase he used. This is how we get down. And I guess that just means there's always competition. We're always looking to upgrade the roster. We're always looking to get better. And this is what we do.
Yeah.
And so
we kind of talked about that yesterday, the fact that he's 6'4", and they didn't really have a receiver like that.
Right.
And he just mentioned it in the press conference. We like the fact that he's got size.
Right.
Be good in the red zone. It'll be interesting to see how many reps he gets in the preseason
game
number two in Miami.
He got his first taste of practice yesterday. I'm stealing this from Rigo's Rag. They said he made a couple nice blocks, and then he got some first-team reps. So who knows? First day of practice, he got some first-team reps. All right. I know he was also asked about Jaden Daniels, and I don't know exactly what clip Valdez has here, but I wanted to play it. But I'm kind of getting the sense he might play Jaden in that third game. The way this question was asked, I don't know if this is exactly, I think this is where Quinn talks about it. You tell me what you think.
The progression would be one that's good is just a different styles of defense, of how you play, different matchups. So the Jets are a big four down front. And so by design, it's nice to have, you know, different offense, different defense to work through it. The 4-day block is actually really similar to the Jets as we get into Miami. What we're looking for and, you know, discussions with the coaches and how do we set up practices. So the path, I was pleased with the practice that you guys were able to watch on last Thursday. So it'll be similar to that. And then as we get into the game, you know, some guys may play a little more, some a little less. So it's more on an individual basis.
So, well, that's not exactly the clip I had in mind, but it's fine. They asked him, what is your plan specifically for Jaden? And he kind of talked about ramping it up and what he wants to do. It's kind of in the second game. And then they have a plan for the third game. I'm telling you,
there's a lot of time though, between that third preseason game and the start of the regular season.
Yeah.
I don't hate on them playing either. In fact, I'd like to see him play. The more the merrier for me. If you go by, again, Rigo's Rag, where I like to steal a lot of my information, so heads up to those guys. Good job. They said that the offense looked great yesterday. McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, John Dotson, who's been kind of under everybody's microscope, Zacchaeus, Zach Ertz, they all did great.
So a good offensive day, it sounds
good
like.
Good offensive day. But you know who looked really good? Jaden Daniels. That, according to whoever is giving this guy information, they say he missed one pass in practice all day. One pass. He said Daniels, this is the quote, Daniels was almost flawless on day 13 of training camp. There was only one incomplete pass, which was almost brought in for a touchdown by Terry McLaurin. And then they have a throw that the Commanders put out there that he completed with Zach Ertz that everybody's going crazy about. I'm telling you, Ertz is popping in camp.
Getting back to Daniels possibly playing in that third game against the Patriots, that game would be on the 25th?
Sunday the 25th, 8 p.m.
And they don't play until September 8th. That's week one, September 8th.
Correct.
All right, so that's if he doesn't play, you're talking about
3 weeks.
Without playing. That's. But again, do you want to sit him? You want to play him behind backup linemen, or do you want to play him just to see him get some more reps?
Well, I think they'll probably play some starting linemen if they play him.
No, they will. But yeah. I'm wondering how many.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't play in that third game, that's a long time off.
One thing he seemed to make an emphasis of, and maybe I'm having a hard time articulating this, but is that he's trying to get the guys slowly acclimated to the routine of the regular season. And so the first week they had their whatever, you know, they're not doing game planning yet. I know Chick Hernandez asked them about, they're not game planning, obviously, against preseason opponents, but they're starting to get into that mode. So by that third preseason game, they'll have like whatever morning practice, morning meetings, whatever their schedule is in the regular season. They're trying to slide into that mode so that by the time week one comes around, all the guys have been through it. They know what to expect.
I bet you they're game planning for Tampa in week one already.
Oh, I'm sure they have guys working on that.
Oh yeah,
no doubt. Brian Manning wrote an article about Dan Quinn praising Dyami Brown. Dyami Brown raises some eyebrows for people. Of course, he's been, I would consider him somewhat of a bust. Different than Jahan. Jahan's got like, what, 80, 90 catches in his two seasons. Dyami has 29 receptions entering 2024.
Now, he wasn't a first-round pick. He was a third-round pick.
He wasn't. But in 3 years, he's got 29 catches.
Oh, he's been very disappointing, for sure.
Underwhelming. But maybe the staff just couldn't quite figure out how to use him. They say he had a strong offseason. Quinn talks about how he saw some stuff in the spring that got his attention. Here's a quote. He says, one, I think you've seen some big plays from Dyami throughout this training camp. There's actually some stuff in the spring that got my attention. And his ability to get on top of people, he's got size, he's got length. And then he talks about that play in the game is something that transferred from the one-on-one drill. So it was nice to see some stuff in practice actually happen in the game. So
you would have thought, though, that if Dyami was going to break out, it would have happened last year because he had played with Sam Howell before.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, but Sam was under duress. And they were rotating the receivers a lot. And I don't think Bieniemy had a clue.
Well, Zach Kruger said that Diami played the majority of his snaps in college on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Like 99% or something.
I don't think Diami was playing a lot of the outside snaps, was
right.
he?
Right.
I think he was. I think they pretty much feature him on the outside, and they run like go routes with Diami. Like, that's what his thing is.
Dude, he wasn't in there a lot. That's all I can tell you.
He didn't have a lot of targets.
He wasn't in there a lot.
Well, think about it. When you have Curtis Samuel, who's an established receiver, as well as Dotson and McLaurin, he's only going to get in there as the fourth receiver.
True.
Or when somebody else is out.
It's true. But anyway, that's about all I got on you. I think today is a travel day.
Today's
right?
travel day because they have the joint practice tomorrow.
Joint practice tomorrow. And then the second preseason game is Saturday at what time?
7 o'clock.
More traditional evening deal.
Yeah. And then the third preseason game is Sunday night at 8.
Right.
But, you know, maybe we'll see Daniels, but you're not going to see a lot of those starters.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Quinn's got a different idea.
Maybe.
I could be totally wrong, and this could blow up in my face. I got the sense that he's planning on playing Daniels in that third
I wonder
game.
What his history is as a head coach when he was at Atlanta, how he played those guys in that final preseason game.
Well, it's just different now because they play three instead of four. So he might be used to just having to three.
That's true.
Or, you know what I mean? The guy's playing in three games. Who knows? I wish they'd get rid of all this freaking preseason stuff. Just do a couple joint practices. Make your cuts and do like college football.
Couple additional notes about Jaden Daniels. I have this up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. But Bart Scott, for what it's worth, likes him as offensive rookie of the year. And then PFF put out their highest graded rookie quarterbacks of the week, preseason week one. Right. I know the guy only threw three passes.
Yeah, I mean, he was in for one drive.
But they grade every snap. Mm-hmm. Joe Milton was actually number one from New England. Jaden Daniels, number two. They graded him at 85.1. J.J. McCarthy, who now is going to miss significant time, was graded number three. So interesting, because I thought Caleb played well. If you looked at Caleb Williams' passes, and you got a taste of Caleb's arm. Like, he had one rollout and just threw a laser like 30 yards
against
down the right. Well, that was a different one, that he was about to get sacked and threw one of those against his body. And I think that went for like 40 yards. So,
by the way, did they have the second episode of Hard Knocks? Is that out? Like maybe as of yesterday, I think.
It would have been in Tuesday nights, right?
You know, a lot of people were sending me pictures of Caleb's like kind of purse that he walks around with. Mm-hmm. It was some sort of like
high-end
luxury purse thingy.
Yeah.
I don't know if is it also in the second episode.
I think those rich guys, though, they'll get a Louis Vuitton, whatever it is, to carry around their toiletries.
A Louis Vuitton backpack.
A lot of them have those.
Right.
And it's a different cat.
Why does it got to be a purse?
I don't know. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but that's not a Caleb thing. I mean, LeBron carries those things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I brought it up last week.
High fashion.
Shannon Sharp.
I think all those guys are nutty.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. If you want to have some fancy bag, get a backpack. I mean, it's crazy.
So Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, former NFL quarterback, he ranked quarterbacks by their traits. We'll go through it and we'll speculate as to where Jaden Daniels would fall in the seven categories that he came up with. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.